Look at your goddamn self.
Okay, guys, well,
I've never seen such a pathetic
Okay, well, let's chill out a little bit, man, a little bit.
This is not what men look
him,
like.
Let's let him
what
do they look like? Point.
What do they look like? Bald prisoners?
Yeah, fuck.
Is that what they look like?
This is the problem in society. Is people like this think they can talk to someone like me like that. They really think they can. He knows he wouldn't do shit about it, and that's the problem.
I mean, you're the one who got hostile for having a difference of opinion.
Pay attention to this conversation. It's a great example of how arguments or discussions can escalate into drama. So keep watching.
How do you define success? What does that mean for you?
Okay. And my definition of success is across the board. If you're not ripped, if you're not rich, if you ain't rare, if you don't stand out, if you ain't across the board successful, it doesn't mean shit to me.
So Wes Watson, he's a social influencer. He's got a little bit of a checkered background. He's made about $19 million.
If you got straight tits and you're in your Rolls Royce, you look like a fucking clown to me. I'm just laughing at your dumb fucking ass. But this is the whole fucking point. You have a weakness. Change it. How the fuck are you going to lead people if you don't realize your weakness is their way out?
Pushing his alpha male agenda here.
They're not going to listen to you. You're sitting there possessing shit that they don't want to have. So, I mean, this is what people say. Oh, it's not about the money. It's about family, Wes. It's about this, about that. When you're making money, it's about the money. When it's family, it's about family. When you're at the gym, it's about muscle. Whatever you're doing, it's about that. There's no black and white life. It's the gray area. You have to be good at everything. That's the goal.
But he does have a fair point. If you want to advance yourself, you have to improve on your weaknesses. And that means not avoiding what you can't do.
To really excel in every area. I roll in most rooms with successful entrepreneurs, and it's pathetic. They'll have like a before and after picture of their fitness shit, and their after picture looks like their before pic. I just can't get behind anything that's not done at a high level. So knock the one thing off the board first, then the next thing, then the next thing. But everybody thinks they know some shit. And if you don't have the results that I want in some area, I can't fucking listen to you. So most people, I won't listen to them. You don't get to have an opinion if it's not an option for you.
So Wes Watson clearly has a very strict worldview. His worldview is based on proof of concept. If you haven't got the experience and you haven't done it, then it doesn't prove anything. He's got one of those seeing it to believe it perspectives. So what happens when that's challenged?
What about you?
Supposed to follow that up?
It's tough, right?
Get him. Well, hey, what you guys were saying earlier, I need to know what the fuck you said in English.
Okay, so my definition of success will probably be far different than everybody else's on the panel. I'll probably maybe be the lone dissenter, but...
So this is Andrew Wilson. Andrew Wilson runs a YouTube channel. He's a professional debater. This is what he does. So he's going to have an alternative perspective anyway on what success means.
My definition of success is having a family, having children, and being part of the apparatus of the world. And true wealth is a rejection of materialism. As Christ said himself, what good does it benefit a man to gain the entire world at the cost of his soul? And essentially, when I think of wealth, I think of materialism. It's okay to have materialism. It's not against Christian ethics to become rich, become wealthy. But I just think it's all beside the point, ultimately. You're trying to go for a single thing. And it's to achieve something greater
you have
than
money.
The person.
Does he have money?
Andrew Wilson has challenged Wes Watson's belief system. What Andrew's saying is that success isn't defined by money. It's defined by your contribution. But what I want you to pay attention to is how Wes is triggered by the counter-argument. And this is how confrontations start. So Wes jumps in now. His worldview is being challenged.
No.
Do you have money?
No. No, I don't have.
How much money do you have?
I don't have money. But here's the thing. Why is money valuable?
Do you have money?
What is money valuable for?
I'm just asking. Do you have money?
I just said no. I'm broke. I'm a nobody.
No, but really you are?
Yeah.
Is he really broke?
Yeah.
I just want to know. I have to know.
No, I'm not one of these rich guys. I don't have a Bugatti. I don't have a Lambo.
I just really have to know. Like, how much money you got?
Probably $5 in my pocket, not much more.
Can anyone answer for the guy?
Why do they think I'm kidding? I have a family. I take care of an entire family. That takes a lot of money.
He's doing all right.
Okay.
But it's okay.
This is the thing. This is the thing, you guys. If you ain't fit, you can't say it's not all about being have being in good shape.
Why not?
If you don't have money, you can't say it's not all about money.
Yeah, why not?
But if he does have money, he can say that.
Why not? Why can't you say? Why must you have the thing?
Because, hang on.
Let me ask the question.
Because hypothetical is hypocritical.
Let me ask the question.
Hypothetical is hypocritical.
How do you even know what I was going to say before I've even been allowed to ask the question?
I know what you're going
to
say.
Then what was I going to say?
You're going to say, why can't you ask the question?
Okay, so that's not what I was going to say. What I was going to say is, how in the world can you create a standard that it's inappropriate to ask somebody, how come if I don't have X thing, because I don't value X thing, does that mean X thing is actually valuable?
You've never experienced it, so you can't speak about
you
it.
You think that I haven't experienced wealth?
I was asking if you did.
Even poor people experience days of wealth.
I was asking if you did. I don't know who you are.
Even poor people experience days of wealth. And so the thing is
no, it's no, definitely not. Not. Definitely
yeah,
not.
Definitely so. Definitely so.
I've lived the lowest lows and the highest highs.
Well, what's the distinction? After you make X amount, hundreds of thousands of dollars, if you look at the studies done on this, it does not hugely improve a person's life.
Are you proud of who the fuck
bro,
you are?
Wes
can't answer that. He can't get into debate. So what he does is he starts to personalize it. And this is a big red flag of someone being triggered. Immediately, he's going into, are you proud of what you look like? He's shifting the conversation. He's deflecting the argument.
Are you proud? If you look in the mirror, would you guys say this motherfucker's proud of who the fuck he is? That's a bag of trash, dude. Pull your fucking shirt
because
off.
I've been,
tell me you're fucking proud
because
of yourself.
Because I've been to fucking prison?
Jesus Christ,
because
look
I've been
at
to
you,
prison?
Bro. You got 10-inch arms and tits. Men don't have tits.
No,
guys.
They go to prison where they get fucking...
Fuck yeah,
they get
do.
Raped up the ass.
You've never been to prison. Look,
that's what happens.
Shit you don't know.
They go to prison where they get raped.
Now you get your ass hold beat on, in front
you
of everybody.
You think that's better? Guys, you think that that's okay. better?
Let's let him give his definition of success. And then,
having tits and 10-inch arms is what a man is,
let's
you guys.
Let him, let's let him
please
get his,
don't listen to that.
Wes, let's let him get his thing out. And then
tits.
We can have different opinions.
Titties.
Anyway, back to where I was at.
Boobs.
Yeah. Okay, prison. But anyway, if you want...
Fuck yeah!
If you want to follow the successful mantra of a man who tells you he's reformed from prison, understand why they might have gone there to begin with. And yes, I do think that a rejection of materialism is something missing in society, and I do think that true wealth is the family, and I think that true wealth is having a wife, and true wealth, that is what I think it is, and that is what I think truly success is being able to go home and look your family in the face and know that you're doing everything you can to support them. That's
and then
what
when
I think
you go to the beach
is.
With your family, they're like, there's my stud dad right there standing there.
Do you have
that stud right there with his shirt off.
Do you have children?
Look at that stud.
Do you have children?
I do have children.
How many?
I have two.
You have two. So are you saying that your Bugatti and your money and everything else is worth more than your children?
My dad's a superhero. Look what he brought to the table. Look how hard this guy works. He came from nothing to this.
Yeah.
He works very... God damn it.
You're still whining. Stop whining.
That
you're
is
just
a
making
product.
Argument.
Dude, I'll smack your fat ass.
So you're going to attack...
So he's threatening him now and saying that he's going to smack him. The very fact that he keeps getting off the chair is a significant symbol in itself. As he can't dominate verbally, he has to use his physical presence to make up for that shortfall.
You're going
to
attack
all right,
me?
All right.
Do you usually attack armed men in Florida?
Dude.
All right. That's a threat in itself, isn't it? So he's a concealed carrier. That's actually quite a good comeback, but it's also an escalation of threat.
Look at your goddamn self.
Okay, I've never seen such a
pathetic motherfucker.
Okay, well,
let's chill out a little bit, man.
This is not what men look like.
What do they look like?
Fucking shit.
What do they look like? Bald prisoners?
Check it out. You started coming at me about some other shit. This is what the show is supposed to be about. I like this shit. So personally,
so do I
enjoy it.
Yeah, I enjoy blood sports.
We can agree to disagree.
We can move on, but Jesus Christ,
men don't have tits. We can agree on that. Physically,
men usually have hair. We can agree on that too.
He has crossed over gender barriers.
I think we can see each side had different opinions.
By choice, crossing gender barriers, by growing tits.
Okay, so what's the takeaway? Well, there's a number of things that you can do to manage conversations that are going to escalate. You have to stay calm and patient. Listen actively to what the person's saying. Now, you have to ask questions because it helps you understand their perspective, especially if you're trying to de-escalate the argument. But more importantly, look out for those nonverbal cues. People standing up, personalizing their accusations, and more importantly, getting in your physical space. So with that in mind, you have to set boundaries. Boundaries are sometimes very clear rules of engagement. For example, please don't get too close. otherwise I will have to do X, Y, Z. As always, in a self-defense context, we have to take this in a wider context. So with that in mind, maintain your distance from the person that you're arguing with. Stay aware of your surroundings, but avoid escalating the situation. Don't mimic their gestures. Don't argue with petty personal comments. And at the end of the day, if it starts to get heated, just disengage the situation. Remember, an argument with a stranger is nothing more than an ego battle. Thanks for watching.